So mine is from when I was in college. It was a glorious time in college, you know. I ran track. It was a lot of fun. I was more of a athletic student than a student athlete. So, you know, I was just out there running track all day. If it snowed, I didn't go to class. And my family has a timeshare down in Orlando, but has like a bunch of sister sites. So we went to Tampa. Me and 12 of my other teammates. I dated 3 of them, so it was a lot of fun on that trip. And we're like, you know what? Let's just drive down from Jersey. So I was like, okay. I had a 2005 Toyota Camry, and it was put through hell. My first girlfriend in college broke my power steering. So to turn, you had to accelerate as you turned. So my car was on its last leg. But we made it down fine. Rotated through shifts, like 2 in the front, 2 in the back. Like if you're in the front, you drove, co-pilot, make sure you stayed awake, and you went to the back seat, slept, that co-pilot, and you swapped, like really strategic. It was great. So we got down to Tampa, great times. When we got down there, first day, second day, third day, great. We stayed for 10 days. 6th day in, we get an email. All of us are sitting at a table. We only bought eggs because we're super cheap. That trip in 10 days, I ate, me and my best friend, we ate 137 eggs, 140 eggs. Eggs for every meal. It's cheap. It's easy. It's easy. Stop it. You all know it's true. It's cheap for eggs. We made scrambled eggs, omelets. I made rice with eggs. It's everything. Egg sandwiches. All you needed was eggs. So the 6th day down there, we all get an email. We're sitting at the table, eating eggs, of course, playing Pong in the background. And our coach who recruited us all, like I'm a senior. All of us are juniors and seniors. We just got told by our head coach that our direct coach, our sprints coach, got fired. And we're all like, this is 2 weeks before we go back to school. So we're like, well, like, what are they going to do? Like, what's happening to us? Like, that's the first, like, peg on it. And we're like, okay. Like, we try to call the head coach. He doesn't answer because, like, of course he doesn't answer. Like, why would he answer? Yeah, it's not like we're, like, depending on him or anything. So we try to, like, have a good time. And the rest of the trip goes fine. We're in Clearwater, Tampa, you know, a lot of fun. Never seen, like, clear water before in the ocean. I was like, ah, it's crazy. And then on the way back up, my best friend Jimmy is literally, his family's driving down to Miami as we're going up. So we're just going to swap in Georgia at the state line. We drive, get to Georgia, everything's fine. We swap. Boom. He's like, all right, Dave, see you guys later. So my car is me, my best friend Matt, who's the most hilarious person in the world, his girlfriend Krista, who everyone hates. She's literally the worst. She's just super mean for no reason. She's just like a jerk for no reason. We're just like, now that Jimmy's gone, it's like, why is she still in our car? Like, can she just go with Jimmy down? No, all right, fine. So it's me, Jimmy, well, me, Matt, Krista, and this girl, Lauren, who I used to date, but then dated her best friend and dated her again. And now we have, like, some residual feelings, but, like, not really, but kind of, but not really, that we can't speak upon because her best friend I dated at 1.2, but so we can't talk about it ever again. Those kind of feelings, because we all know what that's like. We are driving back up. We just passed through Georgia, so we're, like, 5 hours in. And we get midway through Georgia. I'm like, all right, I'm tapping out. Krista, you drive. Kid you not, 20 minutes after she's driving, my car breaks down. And I'm like, what'd you do? Like, I drove for 5 hours straight. Car was running like a beaut. She drives for 20 minutes, breaks down. We're on the side of the road. It's about 8 o'clock at nighttime on a Sunday. Nothing's open. Coincidentally, we stop at this gas station, and down the street is a what's it called? It's like a there was a huge fire in that town about a year ago, and a bunch of firefighters passed away. So they're having a huge like celebration for it, and all the mechanics, all the firefighters were right there, like everyone in the whole town. So like the person who was like, oh, there's people down like down the street who can help your car out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool. Went there. They checked my car. Like, oh, your transmission's done. You're not going to be able to get back up. And I was like, at all? And they're like, well, like, you can unhook your battery from your car or reset, like, something, and you can go for as long as you can. So those four of us in the car, we all have AAA. We can get 400 miles, essentially, because we can all go 100 miles for towing and then, you know, drive as far as we can. So we did that literally from Georgia back up. But, you know, Jimmy's, what, about 45 minutes to an hour and a half away from us. Krista calls Jimmy and her parents like, oh, we're stuck. Come back for us. What are they going to do for us? Nothing. They can't do anything for us. So they drove all the way back up to Georgia, like 30 minutes in. And I was like, Krista, why? Why? Matt hates Krista the most. And just like berated her, made her cry before the parents got there. And I was like, ah, oh, God. Like, but, you know, so we drove like 30 miles an hour on the highway for about like hour and a half, 2 hours. Car would like stop for real. And then we're like, all right, let's call this towing company. We'd get like coincidentally like 95 to 99 miles away. There was like always like a Toyota Camry like car dealership. So like, all right, just tow us there. So we sit in the car asleep. They would tow us there. We drive 3 or 4 more hours, tow us there. And I was like, all right, I'm the only one who's drive because like you guys can all sleep in the car. I'll just drive. So I was already stressed out. I was already, like, sweating. My car was breaking down over and over and over. And so we're in this car. Chris is in the back seat. We have some Mentos gum. That's when they first came out because it was delicious. Even though it's hot garbage now, but it was delicious back then. And Matt pops up, like, the multi-pack flavor one. He was like, and Chris goes, oh, from the back seat. Oh, can I have one of those? And he goes, these, throws them out the window. And I was like, I kind of wanted one of those too. Like, and then we had the minty one. She goes, oh, they got more of those. Can I have one of those? And he takes the one that's in his hand and then throws it out the window. 4 minutes later, I ran over something on the road, tire popped. And I was like, well, my best friend and I, Matt, got out the car, looked at the tire, and we started hysterically laughing at 4 o'clock in the morning because we just cracked. We just broke. We just broke as people. I thought it would never break, and I was like, wow, this is... So going 30 miles an hour, hit something, tire pops. Let's call it a third toe. We got the third toe, made it to about, like, right in Virginia, like South Virginia. So Virginia takes forever to go through. Drove for another, like, hour and a half, 2 hours, but only made it, like, 40 miles because we're going 30 miles an hour, and then got our last toe to D.C. where my sister lives. Sister lives there. She like yelled at me and berated me a bit. Blah 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 blah. You're irresponsible. How'd you let yourself get like this? She's 3 years older than me, so I was like, all right, it's coming. She went and like my car was done. Like not even just done, but done. So she was like, all right, leave your car here. I'll sell for parts and I'll mail it back up. Like I'll mail the money back up to you. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. She kept some money. I know she did. I ain't dumb. She gave me $300. I was like, man, you can get more for tires than that. But When she left, her boyfriend sits down and goes, you guys had some stress, didn't you? I was like, yeah, they've been there for like 8 years. He goes, you guys want to get a little high? And I was like, I got no coach right now, so like, I'm not even an athlete right now, so like, why not? And then he bought us Chipotle. And I was just like, wow, this day can't get much better. I completely forgot that the last 48 hours I was driving at 30 miles an hour on the highway, sleeping in like a tow vehicle back up to Jersey. My mom meets me because we take my sister's car. She drives us to Jersey. Dropped off my friends, take my mom's car. Mom's yelling at me for 2.5 hours in the car. And I was just like, wow, this is literally the worst. Still like uber high. So I was just like not knowing what was going on. And yeah, that was like literally a catastrophe. Down, perfect. On the way back up, couldn't have gotten worse. Like, oh, yeah. Perfect. Have a good day.